Good day, everyone. We are back with Joelle Teasdale. The first question will go to Herb Zurkowski from the Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. And hi, Joelle. I saw you there for a second. There you are again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Look, the obvious question is your story's fascinating because you had the great junior numbers. You were all set to turn pro last season. And you suffered just a horrific injury. So where do you feel you are? Where's the knee? How's the speed, the confidence? You know, how do you just overcome something like that?
Eventually, injury happens in our sport. So it happens to me. It was my first big one. So I had to manage that. It was hard at time. But after I did my rehab with the Laval Rocket last year, with a great group with Glenn Kinney and Seb Bruna, and they did a good job. So I did all my rehab there. I had access to like the therapy room and the gym, so that I could do all my stuff there. And also just between it stopped in March, I started skating for like lightly, and all summer I was able to skate like alone on the ice. And I was with a coach on one-on-one. We had the permission from the government of Quebec. And I did that and I kept training. Probably you saw in the news, I did some workout in my backyard with Raphael, Harvey Pinard too. And for now, since I've came to the Montreal camp in the third of January, it's been good. It's for sure. I was rusty a bit, but now it's getting back a little bit, and my speed is coming back too, and my feel of the game is good now.
Yeah, thank you. If I could ask just one more quick question for now. So you are then a true rookie. What do you hope to accomplish this season? And certainly having Joelle behind the bench, having that familiarity, how will that play into this season for you?
For sure, it gave me a little bit of confidence because I had Joel for 3 years in junior. So I know how it works, how his style of coach is. So it's good to be in a familiar environment. And I don't have like any goals on performance. I just want to like play my game. I talked to Joel and he told me some things. And I'm going to focus on playing simple and hard at all times, and we'll see what happens after that.
What did he tell you?
Just like he knows my style of play. He knows when my work ethic is there and I'm at 100%, like everything comes after that. And he just told me to focus on that, and after everything, everything's going to happen after that.
Can I ask another question, Charles, or not?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Of course, you were a great scorer in junior hockey. Do you think that skill, that offensive ability can now translate into the American Hockey League?
I think with my style of play of just working hard and like being good on defense, like that helped me to go on offense. But for sure, I want to like transfer that goal touch and from junior to my pro career. But I know it's not going to be, I'm not going to have the same role as I was in junior. I know I'm going to be more of a energy player and a guy that you can rely on to be good in defense. So I'm going to focus on that, and hopefully the rest will come.
Well, you feel your speed is still there.
Yeah. I think it's better than it was. I focus a lot this summer to my first three step and my explosiveness, and I think I work and it's good now.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Herb. Et on a une dernière question. We have a last question from Amy Johnson from the AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Hi, Joel. Just a quick question for you, kind of. Piggybacking on what Herb had asked you there at the beginning, you talk about also understanding the need to be defensively responsible as well. I'm sure you know that the transition from junior to pro levels means playing against older guys who are going to really try to get you off the puck a lot heavier than perhaps you're used to. So what are the things that you're doing now, have done in the off season, and plan to do in the season to make sure that transition for you of having a solid defensive game is just as strong as your offensive game?
Yeah, it's something I noticed since the beginning of the camp. Everybody is stronger, bigger, faster, and you have less time with the when you have the puck, you have less time. So it's thing I noticed since I came to the Montreal camp, and it's something I already get used to because we've been practicing for a while now with the Rocket group. So I'm just like I said, like if my work ethic is there, everything's gonna come after. I just want to be in the good position, and like if I'm there, like my IQ sense is gonna come after that, and I will be fine.
After having the injury last year and not getting a chance to play, you must be very excited to get the season started and actually make your pro debut.
Yeah, for sure, I am. For almost more than a year and a half. I can't wait to get in the game now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Herb, you're up.
Merci encore, Charles. Joel, look, I know you guys never try to look. You say you don't look too far ahead down the road, but it is your first season of pro. I believe it's your last year of your contract. You have been with the Canadians now at a developmental camp and of course, this month at training camp. Have you thought just where you fit into the grand scheme of things, a player of your size, your style, your offensive ability?
Actually, there's one more year to my contract after this one.
My apologies.
That's fine. But for sure, something every guy thinks about, and it's like, my plan is to play in the NHL I don't know when, but for sure it's my plan, and I'm not thinking too much about that, but for sure everybody is thinking about that, like in their career. It's like that's why you play hockey, that's why you play in the NHL. You want to be the better you can, and I'm just going to focus on that for the first year, and I can think about a million things to be where I want to be, but it's not like that. You just have to focus on what's in front of you and not what's like where we're in front.
Mm-hmm. Great, merci, bonne chance.
Thanks, Herb.